The Sith's whispering fell silent, and even though the dark side still oppressed him, for the first time in days, in what felt like years, he was alone in his own mind. The relief of that reduced him to brief tears. "Hey, hey!" Bail again, alarmed, squatting on his heels beside him, one hand on his shoulder, a warm, dependable, improbable presence. Blinking away weakness, he made himself look at the senator from Alderaan, saw clearly for the first time what he'd asked the man to do, the price Bail had paid for the courage of his convictions. Something of what he was feeling must have shown in his face. "Don't," said Bail roughly. "It doesn't matter. We survived. The rest of it's nothing. Less than nothing. Just one more war story. The point is, we won." Was this what victory felt like? "May the Force spare me another victory like this." "Hey," Bail said again. "How are you, Obi-Wan? Really?"
"Really?"
Beneath his aching bones, the hard, cold dirt of Zagula. In his battered body, a fire that would not go out.
"Really, Bail? I hurt quite a lot."
Bail shook his head.
"Thought so. But it's better than being dead."
"Yeah," Bail said softly, and a slow smile spread across his thin, filthy face.
"Yeah, you can say that again."
The smile faded.
"So, no more voices?"
"No." "No more visions?"
"No."
"Then let's see what we can do about the pain. I've got drugs in the first aid kit. Just don't argue with me, all right? I know where I can lay my hands on a lightsaber, and I'm not afraid to use it." Obi-Wan looked at him. Anything he said would sound trite, sentimental. Anything he said would only embarrass them both. "Don't go anywhere, Master Kenobi," said Bail, patting his shoulder. "I'll be right back." As the senator from Alderaan withdrew to fetch the medkit, Obi-Wan let his eyes drift closed. For so many reasons, a Jedi's life was lived mostly solitary. For so many reasons, it was better that way. But sometimes, they could make an exception. Sometimes, unexpectedly, they could make a new friend. "First Padme, now Bail Organa. It appears I'm collecting politicians. Who would have thought it? Life is very strange."